The Mishnah's discussion continues concerning the laws of a chabura, the group in which one needs to eat his Korban Pesach with, and the halacha is that one can only be part of one chabura. And as we learned in the previous couple of Mishnayos, once he's part of that chabura, he has to stay with them and eat the Korban Pesach with them for the duration of the entire meal. He's not allowed to go and join another group. And when it comes to designating oneself as part of a group, one doesn't necessarily have to do that himself. He could send a messenger to do it for him. In certain scenarios, somebody else would do it for him automatically. For example, in our Mishnah, the discussion is a woman who is married to a particular person, and the assumption is that a woman assumes that her husband will slaughter a Korban Pesach on her behalf as well. Or if he joins a group, then the assumption is made that he also designates his wife as being part of that group. It follows, therefore, that you can have a situation where two different people might have designated a particular person to be part of their group. For example, in the case we just mentioned of the woman, it could be that her father also designated her to be part of his group. Now, she can't be part of both groups, so the halacha is that she is part of the group which we assume she would want to be part of. As well as that, it has to be that she has that intention at the time that the Korban Pesach is slaughtered. It's not enough that she has no idea about it, that somebody else is slaughtering it for her, and then when you tell her later on, then she is happy with it. That's not enough, because that is known as a concept of breira, which is when, based on something which happens later on, we judge a particular act which happened earlier on, based on what happened later on. So for example, in this case, she only had the intention to be part of the group later on, and at least according to this Mishnah, there is a rule that ein breira, we cannot use a later on intention, or something which occurs later on, to judge the status of something earlier on. Be as it may, says the Mishnah, Ha'ishah b'zman she b'beis baila, a woman during the time that she is in the house of her husband, meaning once she is fully married, and she generally eats with her husband for Yom Tov, so shochat aleha baila, if her husband slaughtered a Korban Pesach on her behalf, v'shochat aleha aviha, and her father also slaughtered a Korban Pesach on her behalf, they both appointed her to be part of their group, toicha mishal baila, she should eat from the Korban Pesach of her husband, because it is assumed that that is her intention. Now what happens if there was a minhag, a custom, in many places that the first Yom Tov after a woman got married, she would eat with the father? Perhaps her husband would also join her, but that was the custom. So in that case, holcha regel harishon lasis beveis aviha. If she went to spend the first Yom Tov after her marriage, to spend it with in the house of her father, so in a regular case, you would assume that her intention is certainly to be appointed as part of the father's group. However, we're discussing a case where she doesn't visit her father so often, and so in this case, we're concerned that perhaps her intention would be actually to be part of the husband's Korban Pesach. And so because of that, if shochat aleha aviha v'shochat aleha baila, if both her father and her husband slaughtered a Korban Pesach on her behalf, so which group is she part of? Trichat b'mkom shehi reitza, she can eat in whichever place she desires. And once again, it must be that she had the intention and she had that desire at the time of the slaughtering. Already then it was clear to her that she would prefer to be in her husband's group, let's say, or her father's group, so that way you do not run into problems of breira, and she would be part of the group which she wishes to be part of. Mishnah gives a similar example. Yosem sheshachtu alav apotropsin, an orphan whose guardians slaughtered a Korban Pesach for him. Let's say an orphan has a few people who look after his property. He's young and his father died when he was young, so he's not yet able to look after all of his possessions and property by himself. So there's a few people who do it for him. And these apotropsin, these guardians who look over after his property, they are able to slaughter a Korban Pesach on behalf of the orphan. They have that power, just like a father has the power to do so for his young children, even without their permission at all. And in this case, even if they don't know about it at the time of slaughtering, the guardian or the father would still be able to do so, since they have full rights over the child, or in this case, over the orphan. So if more than one of the guardians slaughtered a Korban Pesach for him, so they can't be part of both of the groups, and therefore Yochel Ben Kemshir Roitze, he can eat in the place which he desires, he can choose which group to be part of, and that designation will be the valid one. Now what happens if Eved Shel Shnei Shutfin, if somebody is a slave, a non-Jewish slave, owned by two different people, two partners? The halacha is that a non-Jewish slave, an Eved Kenani, is obligated to keep all of the mitzvahs that a woman is obligated to keep. So just like a woman, he is obligated to eat the Korban Pesach. Now if he is owned by two different people together, so each one owns half of him, and they share the rights to the slave, which means that one of the owners is not able to make him part of their group without the permission of the other owner, because they both have rights over the slave. So if they both slaughtered a Korban Pesach for him, without either of them giving the rights to the other one to do so, he may not eat from either of their Korban Pesachs, unless we know for sure that either one doesn't mind if the other owner will make him part of his group. And last case of the Mishnah, if somebody is half a slave, half a non-Jewish slave, and half a free man. For example, if he was owned by two different owners, like in the previous case, and then one of them freed him, so now he's half a free man and half a slave. So when the owner slaughters his Korban Pesach and designates his Korban Pesach for all of his family and all of his household, since the slave is only half owned by him, and the other half of the person is a free man, we assume that the intention of the owner, or the half-owner, is not to designate the slave as part of his group, because he's already half a free man. And so because of that, he cannot automatically eat from the Korban Pesach of his owner, unless the owner did explicitly have the intention to include the slave in his designation.